Hare Krishna. The commonality of the source doesn't imply the similarity of the effect. Everything comes from Krishna, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everything will take us to Krishna. Just as in an exam, in a multiple choice exam, all the alternatives come from the teacher, but that does not mean all the alternatives are right. So similarly, all the things in this world come from God, but it's not necessary that everything will take us towards God. And this is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita through its multivalence of words. Multivalence means that the same words can have different meanings. So consider, for example, the word Daivi, which is used in the Bhagavad Gita. It is used in several places. Let's consider two places, in 7.14 and then 9.13. So 7.14, it is stated, Daivi yesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So Daivi yesha gunamai. Gunamai. Gunamai means filled with the modes. Daivi, this material nature is indeed divine. Mama maya duratyaya. My maya is duratyaya. It's very difficult to overcome. Mameva ye prapadyante. Those whom are surrendered to me, they go beyond it. Maya metam tarantite. So essentially, what this verse is stating is that the word Daivi, the point of the, usually the point of this verse is that we're surrendering to Krishna, we can go beyond Maya. But Daivi esha gunamai, divine indeed, is this energy which is made of the mode. So the point is that this energy is divine. That means it is connected with God, it comes from God, it is God's energy. Now Krishna uses the word Daivi again in 9.13. Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha. So he says, Mahatmanistumam Partha. That Mahatma, indeed they are Mahatmas. Who are the Mahatmas? Daivim Prakritim Ashritaha. Those who have taken shelter of my divine nature. And what are the characteristics? That they are Vajantyananya Manaso. That they worship me with undistracted mind. Yatva bhuta dima uvayam. They know me to be the source of everything. They know me to be imperishable. So here, the point to understand is, when the word Daivi is used, which is similar to the word Daivi used in 7.14, the word Daivi here has a different implication. Here, those who are in Daivi, Daivi Prakriti, those who take shelter of the Daivi Prakriti, they are devoted to Krishna. And whereas earlier the point was that this Prakriti is Daivi and one can go beyond it by surrender to Krishna. So one Daivi Prakriti is said to, we can become freed from it by surrender to Krishna. And another Daivi Prakriti is what enables us to surrender to Krishna. So what is going on over here? So here Daivi refers to two different things. The point is, that Daivi means, the Vaishnava philosophy explains that there is Mahamaya and there is Yogamaya. There is the external energy of the Lord and there is the internal energy. So the external energy of the Lord is that which is like from the government's point of view, there's the jail keeper. And the Daivi Prakriti is like the school teacher. So the jail wardeness, both of them are employed by the same government, but they are, and both of them, although they are serving the same government, the way they are serving is different. So similarly, the common, both energy, by the use of word Daivi, the point that is conveyed is, both energies come from the Supreme. But at the same time, both energies don't take us to the Supreme. Daivi Prakriti keeps us, gives us various alternatives, gives us various temptations by which we may stay away from the Supreme. Whereas that is the Daivi Prakriti which is mentioned in 9.13, the Maha Yoga Maya, that enables us to connect with the Divine. So thus, by recognizing that everything comes from the Lord, but that doesn't mean that everything takes us towards the Lord, we carefully choose those things and choose those activities that enable us to connect with Him and to attain Him. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.